The following production of the Banged Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Tonight, the exciting first night of the Winter Games. Live from Pyeongchang.
Everybody tune in tonight. Everybody Pyeongchang tonight.
Cut that out.
Everybody tune in tonight.
Stop it. Have some respect. The Winter Olympics begin tonight on NBC.
Everybody Pyeongchang tonight.
So stupid, that doesn't even rhyme with Wang Chung.
Hum hum.
Bang Radio.
I am very happy to be here.
Oh, but stop it.
Once you go deck, you don't go back.
Deck.
He's Jesus, bro.
Bang.
You know, we know what we're capable of. You know, have we shown it to the world yet? I don't think we have.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hold on. With scrumble?
This is football.
I've had it with sucking.
Maybe there's a chance.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Sean White, the biggest run of his life right now. Sean White for the goal. 14:40. He needs the back-to-backs to take down Ayumu and gets it. The second 14:40. Double McTwist, 12:60. Sean White, one more hit. Will it be enough? Front side, 12. Perfect. That is the run that he needed, and he put it down.
And the score is in. It's the return of the king in the men's half pipe.
Sean White takes the goal.
Didn't he invent the double McTwist? Wasn't that his thing to begin with?
Dude, I don't know. These kids these days
double
twist, 14:40, double half pipe, giant bong. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. But I can tell you this. Thanks to the legalization of marijuana in Colorado and all these young little twerps, we dominate in fucking snowboarding. We fucking dominate. 17-year-old kid stays up all night watching Netflix, getting high, and comes to the fucking course late and beats everybody and wins a gold medal.
Well, now, wait a minute. He's 34 years old.
Oh, no, that one. I'm talking about the kid that won the kid from Colorado. I can't remember his name. He's won, like, the first day of the Olympics. So
you're talking about the... Not the...
The little stoner.
Not the half pipe, the... what do they call that? Oh, daggone.
I don't know. Free file, free store. I think, you know, these kids these days, they got the names for this stuff. I don't know. What happened to the days, Tom, where they would skate the figure eight?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. They don't do that thing in the ice skating anymore where you have to do the... You know, like the figure eights, the compensatories.
Compulsories,
whatever.
They do. They don't. They got to do certain things in their short program or their long program or something like that.
Right, but they don't have to do. That's not a separate part of the event anymore, like it used to be. The compulsories. They don't do that anymore.
Well, I thank Johnny Weir for that. Yes,
is that right?
It's the only reason anybody talks about figure skating anymore is Johnny Weir. We made fans out of that. That guy makes fans.
Oh, Nancy Kerrigan happened before Johnny Weir was around.
Yeah, but, you know, when that's the NASCAR, you know, type of skating fan. They're just tuning in to see somebody get smashed in the knee with a wrench.
All right. I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 324, our Olympic coverage edition, which you get every 4 years. So enjoy it. Coming up, thanks, Mom. Here comes Shemp.
Yeah.
She's almost 18, John.
Well, that's close enough.
Sparkles and wardrobe malfunctions, and you get 37 condoms, and you get 37 condoms, and you get 37 condoms. Everybody gets 37 condoms. And anyway, on to Pyeongchang, or the proper pronunciation evidently is Pyeongchang.
Well, let me tell you something, Tom. I tell you what. These were the lowest rated Olympics ever. I don't know if you knew that, but I watched them.
I watched more Olympics this, I think, than ever. I watched curling.
I'll tell you what. I think our audience made up the bulk of of Olympic viewers in the United States.
Everybody Pyeongchang tonight.
They're all watching to see what we're going to say. But I'll tell you, I watched these Olympics, Tom, and while I was taken in by the grandeur of the high Korean mountains and the freezing wind that was stopping all the ski races, the spectacle of the international athletic competition, all the pride in watching these athletes achieve their dreams, I was struck by a thought, Tom, that I felt was so profound. I wanted to lead off our special Olympic episode of the Bang Radio Hour by sharing it with everybody.
Go right
ahead.
If
I were a speed skater, and if I was a good one, a speed skater with world-class speed, one that wins races, I'd wear a thong. Or a jock strap and nothing else.
Look at me how I skate.
That's right. Look at this baby. You know what? I'll show them what it's like to be the second dog in the chain going across the Iditarod. Oh, and fuck the Russians.
No, the no, Russians. John. They're not the Russians. They're OAR, Olympic athletes from Russia.
We just call them a bunch of cheating bastards because that's all they are.
Why do you? How do you need steroids for curling? Jesus Christ!
Ludmilla sweep, rah!
Oh my!
Honest to God. I would not trust a Russian if I was standing in Moscow and he looked at me and said in Russian, I am a Russian.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't even get the information on this because I didn't want to get into it. But after we're done, look up the information about how Russia tried to hack the Olympics, tried to hack shit that was going on there, electronics and everything, and tried to make it look like it was North Korea.
Of course they do. Honestly, they are the evil people. Reagan was right. These are the evil empire, and we forgot about that for a while.
They're
look
still
at
evil.
This shit.
Just because they became poor all of a sudden doesn't mean they're not evil anymore.
No shit.
Now they're not poor anymore.
I told
anymore.
You last time in the show, they showed up at the door like the fucking, like the assholes crashing the party. Hey, you have party in there. Ugh.
Yeah, you know, you would never see this out of like the Dutch people. I mean.
Hell no.
They'd be the ones wearing the thong. Can you see them skating around in their thongs? Right.
A little cold this morning.
All right. So apparently, as I said, it's actually Pyeongchang. Here's a guy actually explaining the pronunciation.
I'm Stefan Kim, Media Watch co-chair at the Asian American Journalists Association. We've been getting a lot of questions from American journalists about the correct pronunciation of the Olympic host city. The correct pronunciation is Pyeongchang. Chang, ah, ah, like when you go see your doctor, ah. Pyeongchang, Pyeongchang, Pyeongchang.
Everybody Pyeongchang tonight.
Yeah, so here's the deal. So check this out.
Right.
Yeah, so Chahang, Pyeongchang. But people who speak Korean like have been saying that NBC is wrong. Well, NBC liked their way better. They made an official decision. They told all their people to pronounce the name wrong on purpose because it sounds cleaner. Pyeongchang.
Fuck you Koreans and what you people call your country and shit.
So, you know, we've got all our American reporters over there. And they're all being told, why are you saying it wrong? And they're like, well, that's what we were told. And it's like because George Bush said nuclear, everybody, all the, you know, the right wing media all started saying nuclear because
not just the media. I mean, remember, they made Jack Bauer say it.
I know. It was unbelievable.
They made characters on Fox television shows
Good
say it.
God, come on.
Pyeongchang, you know, I'll be honest with you. If you go into a Chinese brothel and you ask for the Pyeongchang, you get something totally different.
Stop. You're saying it wrong. See, you're saying it like C-H-O-N-G, Chong. It's Chong. C-H-A-A. Yes, Chong.
Pyeongchang. You know what I liked about the Koreans? Every time it seemed that they were showing one of those up close and personal profiles of the Korean Olympic delegation, the people that ran the damn things, they always do superhero poses. There's like 50-year-old men doing all these superhero poses and shit. Everybody in that country does superhero poses for everything. That's fucking great. I'll tell you what I did like, if we're just going to go right off of it right now. The bobsled guy that won, or the skeleton guy, he won the fucking gold medal for South Korea on the first day of their new year. That place was drunk as shit.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it, even though it was low rated, and I thought that there was some things they could have done better. I always liked the downhill, you know, but I thought that they had too many cameras, if that makes sense. Because sometimes the best way that you can really see how fast they're going is when they get a little far away from you and they make a little turn and they go shooting across the fucking screen at 78 miles an hour and you go, whoa, there they go. But when they have that camera just steady on them like that, going, it's hard to really get a bearing on how fast it is.
Yeah, our girl only won the bronze in her final Olympics.
That's all right. She did all right. She did her best. Oh, and all these fucking people that rode her ass, my God, fucking Jesus.
She's the most decorated female downhill skier in history. Come on.
No, Tom. She said something bad about Trump, so now she's the most hated, evil, awful person that there ever could possibly be, and she deserves all the scorn that she could have heaped upon her because she didn't win a gold medal.
Everybody says bad things. Well, although all the Republicans who hated Trump, I don't know what happened to them. Now they... Oh, except then he went 180 degrees and freaked everybody out because he wants to improve gun laws, and like everyone's like, wait a minute, you're a Republican, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm not even going to get
no,
into
I'm
it.
Not either. I'm not either.
I'm really not, because that will just change the whole show.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to switch something here, and we'll stick with, since you brought up speed skating and thongs, and I'm
okay. Speed skating and thongs, yeah. I think that should be a good event.
Here was a guy racing for gold.
We've been waiting for a finish like this all Olympic Games, and we're finally going to get a humdinger.
Ooh. A humdinger and no landertinger in it.
What? Stay on your feet, Martin Fourcade. He almost went down on that icy corner.
Fourcade with the advantage. Fourcade starting to stretch things out, but the answer back from Schemp. Up on his left side, Martin Fourcade pumping it home for Olympic gold. Here comes Schemp. Schemp at the finish. Too close to call! Here comes Chef!
Mo! I'm gonna win the race! Good grief, this ski race is long. Hey, there's a guy I'm right in front of me here. Here I come.
We're finally gonna get a humdinger!
A humdinger and no ladder tinger in it.
What is a ladder tinger? I don't even know what the hell.
I would have to imagine... Landertinger is a guy who is a big star on the cross-country skiing fucking circuit that nobody knows anything about.
A humdinger and no landertinger in it.
What?
And again, you go to a brothel in Sweden and ask for that, you're going to get something. Wow.
Right.
You'll be making that damn sound, that's for sure.
Oh.
Here comes Chef.
Right.
Mo. Oh! You know what? I tell you what. I swear to God, when it's like Saturday morning and I get up and it's 20 degrees outside and I don't have to go anywhere and it's okay, fine. I'm going to turn it on. I'm going to watch some Winter Olympics. I always get the 30-mile ski race. What the fuck?
I know.
And we're going to show this to you in its entirety.
It's like, here comes the biathlon. I go, I just want to watch when they shoot. That's all I care about.
And that's not even any good. They don't even move. They don't even, I mean, hey, look, you can see the twitch of her finger. Oh, and a fucking another bullseye.
I'd like the cross country sprint, and we got medals for the first time in that in 42 years, and we won gold, the two girls. That was awesome.
You know why, Tom? Because when we have canals that freeze over and they use their cross-country skis to get to work.
All right, we'll get to that. So. We'll get to that. Hold on.
Curling. Why does curling last two fucking weeks, for God's sakes?
Well, I didn't know how many games there actually were. Man, they play a lot of those games.
100.
Oh, God.
It's like cricket. A game lasts for 5 years.
Look, I really enjoyed watching the men win that gold medal. That was all. They had Mario was on their team. How can you not love that?
I don't know, man. Sometimes, curling.
Youngins listening are going, who's Shemp? So, yeah, he was one of the Three Stooges. So, there you go.
Look. If you don't know who Shemp is and you're listening to this show, you got homework to do.
No, hey, that means we got young listeners. They're the future, John. Don't insult them. Come on now.
I'm not insulting them. I'm giving them homework. You will thank us for it.
Go on. You know, look, you're not going to see any boobs. You're not going to hear any cussing, but it's just damn funny.
That's right. And believe this, youngins. The Three Stooges is a definite division of the sexes. Women hate them almost exclusively. And if you find a woman that goes, oh, they're hilarious, you keep that one around.
You know, it's funny. I remember an episode of Cheers where Sam started getting down on himself because everything in his life was all about getting with women. And Kirstie Alley was on that episode. And she's like, well, what about your boat? And he goes, babes on waves and all this. And she goes, there has to be something that you love that has nothing to do with getting women into bed. And he goes, oh my God, the Three Stooges. I love the Three Stooges. And she goes, there you go.
Right. Because trust me, watching the Three Stooges with your date, you're not going to get laid.
Right.
You're just not. You're doing this for yourself. But,
that sounds very sexual, though.
when the night's over and you yell, "Here comes Shemp," it's just you, buddy.
Here comes Shemp.
Oh shit! I was watching that race live when he yelled, "Here comes Shemp." I almost died.
All right. So there's a new star that came out of the Olympics. Everybody's in love with Adam Rippon.
Oh, Adam Rippon. You know what? This was like the gay Olympics this year. But there was so many times. There was a couple of like ski events where these people are waving big rainbow flags for their son that's up there and everything. That's fine. That's great. Terrific.
As a matter of fact, he talked about being a gay Olympian.
Being gay and being an athlete, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, John.
Being an athlete, you need to go out there, you need to be strong. And I think sometimes people might perceive like gay men as not being strong or not being, you know, fighters. It's not true. Being an athlete takes a lot of guts, takes a lot of courage, and that's what you need to remember. Your sexuality has absolutely nothing to do with this. In so many articles, it's always gay Olympian Adam Rippon, and I wear that title really proudly, but I'm not a gay Olympian. I'm just an Olympian.
If I had the chance to sit down with them over a poutine, I think we'd all be like lovely people together.
Right!
Right! Let me ask you, Tom, as a straight man, what's it like to be a straight man radio producer?
John, I'm not a straight radio producer. I'm just a radio producer.
These are the dumbest questions, man. I swear to God, if anybody ever really wants to say, okay, we're past all this shit and we're actually accepting of people, then you got to stop asking these dumb fuck questions. Well, you know, the night after a big gay orgy, I have a lot less wind resistance. What is he going to say? You know? Tell you something, honey. When I'm having to do the, when I got to do the triple toe loop, if I've been on my knees the day before, I got some soreness. Tough.
Well, you know, they had a. You know who comedian Leslie Jones is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Didn't she do a? Didn't she do a drop for us one time? Long time ago.
No, we got what? Oh God, Cheryl Underwood.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, that's know,
it's one and the same, basically.
Well, but Cheryl likes men. Though Cheryl Underwood likes men. So. Oh. All right. Leslie got together with Adam Rippon. Is it Rippon or Rippon?
I think it's Rippon.
Okay, Adam Rippon. And Leslie Jones was there with NBC. I think they started to get a little nervous as she and Adam were talking about the ice dancing that was going on. And it was Tessa Virtue and Scott Moir. They won gold for Canada. And so here they are commentary on the ice dancing.
This program is insane.
Okay, first of all, wait a minute. Yeah.
Look at her.
Yes! That is an outfit right there. Every outfit she's put on, I want to wear to the club. Look,
steamy.
Are they getting in trouble for how sexy they are?
Oh, never. No.
Not once.
No.
When I watch her, sometimes I feel like I can feel like my hair growing.
Right.
What?
What's that like?
She just makes me feel like a woman.
I get that. I get it.
I get that, he said.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Are they dating?
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, they date. There's no way you can do that together and not date. They didn't kiss each other at least once.
This is my favorite part, right here, the ending.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That's if they wasn't dating, they dating now. That's for sure.
Right.
Shit. What you think? They fucking? I think they fucking.
Right.
Look at him. He definitely fucking her. Holy shit.
Oh, my gosh.
That makes me feel like licking some carpet. Well, I definitely don't feel you there, sister.
Oh, did you hear the stuff about Sally? You know Sally Field, the actress.
Right. Sally Field, the old-ass actress that tries to still look like she's 35.
Frog from Smokey and the Bandit.
Right. Right, from 1978.
Which, and of course, she's Mrs. Doubtfire. She was Robin Williams' wife in Mrs. Doubtfire, and she's, you know, the Flying Nun and everything else she's been in. Well, evidently her son Sam is gay, and they were watching Adam Rippon, and not together, but Sam, Sally Field's son, texted her and said, "Mom, I'm crushing on Adam."
See, this is where to gay people out there, let me just tell you something. All right. If you want to know why we look at you all funny when you tell us you're gay, it's because you will text your mom something like that. Holy shit.
Well, you know? Yeah, but she replied and said, "Sam, he's insanely pretty. Find a way."
Oh, yeah. Suck his dick, Sam. I mean, basically, this is what he's saying. I'm over here touching myself, Mom.
All right.
I'm all over the map here, but let's get real about it. He's insanely pretty.
Get control. This is a family show.
Right, because you can text your mom things like, "Hey, I'm thinking about gay sex with that guy on television."
I have to remind you of that all the time. It's a family show.
I just went off of the rails.
So then Sally tagged Adam Rippon on the post. He heard about it, and he said, quote, "Sam, your mom, I admire her, and I'm sure one day we're going to meet. So thanks, Mom."
Well, see, that's the setup right there. I got to tell you, when it comes to somebody like that, you meet yourself a doctor or a lawyer, you see. You got to keep, but you keep your figure skater on the side. He's insanely pretty.
I am an effeminate person. I like sparkly things.
Right. There's our guy, Johnny Weir, who was, I think there was some discussion about who looked prettier, him or Tara Lipinski. Tara looked fantastic. Tara looked great.
Well, they all look fantastic all the time. I really got a kick out of the figure skating this year. And I got to say this, too. I don't think Adam Rippon was effeminate at all. I think that dude was strong as shit, man. He was flying around.
Yeah, he was. He was really good. No,
these dudes are all doing quads now. Remember last Olympic show we were making fun of the one guy that did the quad?
Yeah, Chen did six of them in his in his long program. Chen did six quads. That's insane.
Pretty soon these people are going to be flying around the rink and touching the ice like maybe every 20 seconds.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's going to like be like Cirque du Soleil out there.
Yeah, so Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski all through the Olympics, they did the closing ceremonies. And, you know, and Johnny just, you know, he is.
I'm always thought of as the sparkly, flamboyant character.
And he stuck right with that. The only thing I couldn't figure out. The only thing I couldn't figure out, that hair bun was on a different part of his head every night.
I swear. Remember about 6 months ago we were talking about this and we were getting excited. And I said, one of these days he's just going to come out looking like that men on film, all those men on film characters with those little hats that they would sit on the side of their head. He was doing that with his hair. Remember I texted you the first night. I said, "Oh my God, turn him on now and look at his hair. It's on the side of his head. It looks like a little bowler hat."
Right. Exactly. Oh. And it's,
we got more on that part of it later. I can't wait for this coming up in the email segment.
All right, so here's Johnny and Tara, and, you know, again, they're all through the Olympics, and so here they were asked about them possibly curling.
We have a strange one. They want to know, Tara and Johnny, mixed doubles curling team at the next Olympic Games, what do you think? That could be your niche.
I don't know how much the art of the dance is involved in curling, but our outfits will be good, so there's that.
But our outfits will be good, so there's that.
Oh, the art of the dance. You know, I've been wanting to wear this snail costume, and when I go down deep low to be able to push that stone, I would look just like a pretty snail. He could have this little snail house on his ass.
All right, so then...
Sweep, you bitch! God damn it, sweep!
By the way, if you're new, Johnny Weir was an Olympic ice skater. I think he won a silver one Olympics.
Yeah. He won a silver.
Yeah, and I actually thought this was an interesting question. He makes the answer funny, but I always wondered about it. You know, when they're doing a quad and they're in midair, you know, and they're about to come down, do they know if they're I'm in trouble? So he gets asked that.
This one from Liz. All right. Do you know or have a sense when you are in midair that when you land, something bad is about to happen?
Yeah, I could feel it right when I took off. You could almost sort of predict it as soon as you leave the ice. And skaters often pop. It's a term that we use commonly. It's when you don't do the full rotation that your jumping element requires. And it's almost like a knee-jerk reaction. Your body just goes, huh! It's like throwing a cat into a bathtub, and they just kind of go starfish. You know?
It just goes starfish.
It just goes starfish. You know, I bet he's gone starfish a few times.
Oh, shit. Oh, you know what? It's not even fun to make these. I mean, it's fun to make these jokes anymore, but now every one of these jokes is followed in my head by, you know what? People aren't going to like that anymore.
Oh, no.
It's like throwing a cat into a bathtub and they just kind of go starfish.
That's true. That's real, though. That's what a cat does. You know, when you throw a cat, or you drop a cat, or it looks like it's going to go into water, go legs out.
Well, I'll tell you what. Almost anybody that does anything athletic knows the instant they fucked it up. You know when you make a cast, if you fucked it up, you know the second it comes off your
roof. Oh, yeah. Nope, that was bad. Nope, I'm going in the tree. No, just pull it back.
Right. You know when it's off as soon as you do it.
So, yeah. And he said as soon as you leave the ice, you know, oops, I can't make the fourth rotation or whatever, you know.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. He did a hell of a good job in making the damn thing interesting, I want to say. You know, he told you what the hell they're doing and how they score it and what these dots mean up at the top of the screen and all that shit, and it started to make more sense.
I am an analyst, and my job is to analyze football and make comments.
That's what he was for ice
skating. He's an analyst, and his job is to analyze and make comments.
Well, here's another
look
question.
Look fabulous.
South Korea is so strong in short track speed skating. Tara and I, unfortunately, are afraid to watch it live.
Why?
We have to watch on television. That's a lot of flying blades and sliding falls and, you know, blades straight to the face is not something I'm into. We're into sparkles and wardrobe malfunctions,
you know,
not,
twirls.
Not a violent blading.
You're not into the wardrobe malfunctions. They happen as part of the sport. Don't say you're into them.
I'm not into them.
No, it's a skater's worst nightmare.
Has it ever happened to you?
No.
No.
Thank goodness.
I can't imagine skating thinking that your costume is going to fall off and you're going to flash the entire audience.
That would be a good point to stop this conversation.
Yeah, we've got to stop.
Yes. Sorry.
My fly opened up one time, Tom, and when I was spinning around the ice, I felt like Horton from Horton Hears a Who.
Oh, that's another one that the youngins are going, who? What? Who? Yeah, who?
I don't care.
Oh, my gosh. I did love Mike Tirico. Johnny will start saying stuff, and Tirico's like, okay, we got to stop. We got to stop. It's going to go too far. I know it. I did love the fact that Johnny Weir actually made an NFL analogy. Listen to this.
It's better to rotate and fall in the current judging system than it is to leave points on the table, which I think is something that needs a bit of restructuring. It's not as if Tom Brady gets points just for trying to throw it at Gronk. Gronk has to catch it and run with it.
Right. It's great. There you go. Gronk. Good job, Johnny.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you, this was for the email segment, but since you brought that up, I'm going to bring it up right now. Our old friend, Colin Hardy. Colin Hardy, the young man, the Eagle fan, who is probably still hungover.
Sure.
He says there is an audio clip of Johnny Weir that he is an Eagles fan. Johnny Weir is an Eagles fan.
Really?
He says he can get it for us. So there's your assignment, young Mr. Colin Hardy. For the next show, which will be in April, we would like to hear Johnny Weir say, I'm an Eagles fan because they're so sparkly, or whatever it is he says. By the way, I have on good authority, Tom, that the whole reason that we are recording today instead of yesterday when we were supposed to, because the windstorm knocked out all my power and destroyed Philadelphia, is because God was upset that while he was can sleep and one off, they won a Super Bowl.
What?
That's what I've heard. He was sleeping one off. He was running around with St. Michael Horn and drinking and all kinds of stuff. And when he woke up, the Eagles had won the Super Bowl. So.
Oh, see, you were talking about him.
John is 100% correct. I was out with the patron saint of Horn and drinking.
What?
That's right. It started at Christmas time. We finished up, sometime in late January. I was sleeping it off, and what? The Eagles win the Super Bowl while I'm out?
Oh, my gosh.
So here's a gigantic snowstorm in March to destroy your traffic and make your Friday terrible.
Another bomb cyclone from you.
I have spoken!
Run along. We don't need you for this show.
Oh, shit. How's your podcast now?
Exit. Yeah, we're recording Saturday morning because John's power was out yesterday because that stupid winter storm and all that wind.
Yeah, all I had was wind down here. Everybody else got hammered with snow and ice all the way up through the Northeast. But shit, man, power went out earlier in the day, and then it came back in the middle of the day. I told Tom we'd be good to go, and then right around 5 o'clock, it went out again. And so it didn't. It came on, but it was just at the moment that it was too late. We really did. We looked at our watches and went, "Oh, if it was just a minute earlier." So here we are, Saturday morning.
Here we are, Saturday morning, and this was a comment Johnny Weir made about, I think it was a Russian skater.
And it's like his knees are made out of whipped cream. They're so just fluffy and white.
What? I don't understand that. His knees are made out of whipped cream. They're fluffy and white. What? What?
He's the center of the circle jerk, Tom.
That's
when he kneels down, you know, he's just
oh my god. So once again they're talking to Mike Tirico, and Tara Lipinski is talking about these skaters, and she's actually trying to analyze the skating, and Johnny Weir interrupts with this.
Can we talk for a minute about Madison Chalk's dress,
dress.
Oh, glory be. It was like a bird of paradise. And in addition to that, they skated so well.
Incredibly, we've run out of time.
Again, there's Tirico. Incredibly, we've run out of time.
Can we just talk about the elephant in the room? And by that, I mean your goddamn suit, Mike. What the hell is with these brown shoes?
We're into sparkles and wardrobe malfunctions.
Yeah. Right.
That's right. When you're talking to us, buddy, we expect those lapels at least to be covered in glitter.
Oh, my God. Those two and their outfits. Unbelievable. All right. All right. Enough of Johnny.
More coming, but later on.
Okay. All right. All right. You said so. Obviously, we have an email about Johnny. We'll get to that.
Yes,
I wanted to bring up again. We're talking about snowboarding and Chloe Kim.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That was a great story, man. Her story with her parents being Korean immigrants to California, and she goes back, wins a gold medal. That is fucking awesome.
Let's see what happens. We want to see her put this down. We want to see her not do a safety run. Let's see those back-to-back 1080s. Let's see it all hang out here on this final run. Coming in to the first of, I hopefully, two 1080s. Let's see the second, Chloe.
Like she can hear him.
Comes around, back-to-back 1080s. Frontside 900, Chloe Kim, gold medal already around her neck, but she wants an even bigger score.
98-25, Chloe Kim, your Olympic champion.
Yeah, she was awesome. 17 years old, only 17 years old, okay.
Yeah, it's funny. They all put their earbuds in and listen to whatever the fuck they want while they're going down the hill.
I know. That's awesome. That's what I do when I'm skiing. I love that, man. I got some, you know, some Pantera on there or something like that. You know, going,
shit, yeah, man. These fucking kids are rolling for us. I love it. These kids are rolling for us.
Okay. It had to be one dumbass in the country. And that would be, and of course, he's a radio DJ, John.
Of course he's a radio DJ, because you know what, Tom? There are no such thing as jokes anymore, ever, anywhere.
Well, they're the biggest dumbasses in the country, the radio DJs.
Of course they are. Well, did you hear about WEEI and their day that they all had to take off for sensitivity training?
Right.
We'll talk about that later on.
Right. So Chloe Kim, here she is, 17 years old, and this DJ, Patrick Connor,
right,
his comments made their way around social media because this is what he said.
Me personally, I'm on Twitter. I see Khloe Kim. I'm thinking Khloe Kardashian, Kim. I don't want to deal with that. So I missed out on the whole Khloe Kim thing. But it's a good story. She's into it. A little kid seems, I mean, it's, I'm inspired by it.
Yeah, Khloe Kim, famous for riding a very different board than Kim Kardashian.
There so you that's, go. That's,
no that's, doubt. And in fact, just to keep it on that tip, her 18th birthday is April 23rd, and the countdown is on, baby, because I got my Wooderson going. That's what I like about them high school.
Okay.
Weird.
That's what I like about, and he's going to say them high school girls, but he goes, I got my Wooderson going? Does that mean
he's hilarious, Tom. You know, he's on the morning zoo.
He's got a heart on? Is that what he's saying? He's got his Wooderson going? Is that what that means?
You know, we our show is tasteless.
but we aren't stupid, for God's sakes. Jesus Christ. We don't do... That's just stupid. And I don't mean stupid as, oh, how do you say something like that? You should know you get fired. No, it's not even that. How do you say something like that? Because it's just a fucking stupid attempt at a joke. It's not even close to funny.
Her 18th birthday is April 23rd. Yeah. And the countdown is on, baby, because I got my Wooderson going. That's what I like about them high school girls. Man, she's fine.
That's...
I love it, Pecan. I'm right there with you. She's fine as hell. If she was 18, you wouldn't be ashamed to say that she's a little hot piece of ass.
She's cute.
And she is. She is adorable. I'm a huge Chloe Kim fan. And then, but that's it.
Chloe Kim. Did you just take a boner pill?
Did you just take a boner pill? I mean, dude, what is wrong with you?
Honest to God. You know, it's very weird, this thing in our society where the calendar matters like that, right? Oh, in a couple of months, I can say all of these things.
Oh, my God.
You know when it really made me sick was all of these people that when the two kids from Crowded House or whatever the
Olsen twins. Yeah, I was just going to say, I heard people saying this stuff about the Olsen twins. Oh, I can't wait till they're 18. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
It's like, no shit, they were fucking babies. What the fuck is the matter with you?
God.
Holy crap. I don't understand that, man. I just don't get it.
The one line that I still couldn't get over that he said was...
That's what I like about them high school girls. Man, yeah.
That's what I like about them high school girls?
All right. I guess he thinks he's fucking... All right. I can't even remember the goddamn name of the guy in the movie. That's why I like them high school girls. They don't ever change.
So what did Patrick Connor have to do, John?
Oh, he had to apologize, but I will say this right now, based on our Olympic coverage and this, the percentage of people who listen to us right now who said, whew, when they tell us that figure skating we've just been watching is over 18, what do you think it is? 60%?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably about 60%.
Well, okay, so he said in his apology, he went on Twitter, he said, quote, yesterday in a weird attempt to make people laugh, I failed. No, you weren't trying to make people laugh. That was your thoughts. He said, my comments about Chloe Kim were more than inappropriate. They were lame and gross. I'm truly sorry, Chloe. You've repped our country so brilliantly. I apologize to my colleagues and the listeners for being a total idiot.
Okay.
And then he was fired from his job at KNBR in San Francisco. Now, the KNBR program director, Jeremiah Crow, said, be advised that Patrick Connor is no longer with Cumulus Media. Neither KNBR nor Cumulus Media condone the comments made by Connor on his Sirius XM program. Because on KNBR, he does the morning show all week. It's a sports talk show. It's called the Shower Hour with Pecan, Patrick Connor. Pecan.
The fuck out of here, really?
The Shower Hour?
The Shower. Hey, we're back here on the Fantastic Friday Football Freakout with Bang and the T-Dog. It's 15 past the hour, Tom. Time to check in with the weather linebacker, Biff Muscle.
Pecan. Shower Hour with Pecan.
Honest to God, this guy has a serious XM show.
Yeah, now he's a co-host. It's Barstool Radio, you know, from Barstool Sports. Show's called Dialed In with Dallas Braden, and that was actually the show he was on where he said that. So maybe he felt like he was on satellite, he could get away. But you're still also on a San Francisco. This is a top five market in the United States doing sports, and you make that. Now he's still got his job on Barstool Radio. They didn't fire him. They told him, Braden said, dude, that's not who we are. That's not okay. That is not where this show comes from. You can't say comments like that. But he's still on that show. So,
well, he can't say him on this show either, because those comments were just flat out not funny at all.
Yeah,
I could defend him a little bit, because I do think it's weird that 2 months makes that much of a difference. The other thing I will say is this. You watched the freaking snowboarding, right?
Yeah.
How can you tell the difference between the boys and the girls in any of that? They're so fucking covered over with coveralls. All you can really see is like their mouth and the bottom of their nose, and that's it. Other than that, they look like one of those tardigrade things. If you don't know what that is, go Google it.
Yeah, and you know the skier, Michaela Schifrin?
Yeah.
I kept seeing this commercial where there was this girl, this blonde girl, and the song was I Can Do Anything You Can Do Better, you know, that they're playing that see her in the bathtub and you see her over here, and I didn't know who it was. I'm like, well, who is she? And then I find out it's Michaela Schifrin, but I wouldn't have known that.
Right.
You know,
like we know who any of these people are. We know who they are for, well, now what? It's been over now for about 4 days. So we've forgotten who fucking most of them are now anyway.
I don't even remember the name of the kid that won the gold medal.
I don't know. But we know.
Snowboarding. Fine, I don't know.
We know who Katie Couric is. We know yes, who Katie Couric is, and she got hammered for something she said in the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics. She had an explanation, you know, because the Netherlands dominated speed skating.
Of course they do.
And
remember what they told us last time, right?
What's that?
That's why we do that, because we invent our own sports, man. That's why we don't do well in the Olympics, man. When we come over here, man, and we complain about our suit, man. Remember that fucking guy?
Yes. Yeah, I remember. Well, here's Katie Couric explaining why they're so dominant in speed skating.
Next is the Netherlands. It's probably not a newsflash to tell you the Dutch are really, really good at speed skating. All but five of the 110 medals they've won have been on the speed skating oval. Now, why are they so good, you may be asking yourselves? Because skating is an important mode of transportation in a city like Amsterdam, which sits at sea level. As you all know, it has lots of canals that can freeze in the winter. So for as long as those canals have existed, the Dutch have skated on them to get from place to place, to race each other, and also to have fun.
First and getting up in the morning, kissing the wife, I have to toast and get the skates and drive down to work on the canal.
Well, the Netherlands are like, no, Katie, it's because we have a culture focused on winter sports and we have heavy That's investment right. in competitive skating. Come on.
She's right, man. We are all backward people who still carve our shoes out of blocks of wood, man. We keep goats in the house, man. And, you know, we are like her, riding in town cars and limousines everywhere, man. We all skate to work on frozen canals and rivers, yeah? You know, in America, you all drive your cars. Here we use our skates and our skis and our sleds to get to work. This morning, I climbed up the hill and took the 36-man bobsled to work. It's like our bus, man.
Look at me how I skate.
Yeah. We all have to lean in the corners. You have to be careful with coffee, man. We have HOV lanes for two-man luge teams to get to work, man.
Wow.
Honest to God. You Americans, you win NASCAR because you drive cars. We go to work on skates.
All right, so every Olympics we hear about the condoms, all the free condoms in the Olympic Village.
Yeah, well, that's what we hear about anyway.
Well, that was up to a count of 110,000 condoms in South Korea were supplied. That was 10,000 more than the last Winter Games in Sochi. And a spokesperson for the South Korean condom manufacturer Convenience said they supplied the condoms with goodwill, like they were donated.
Right. The South Korean Convenience is the name of the South Korean condoms.
Convenience is the name of the condom manufacturer. Yes, Convenience.
Western Convenience. It sold in fine vending machines in restroom everywhere.
Okay, so let's do the math. 90 nations involved in the Olympics. Right. That's there were 2,925 registered Olympians.
Okay.
That comes out to 37 condoms per Olympian, John.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
That's why I said at the beginning, you get 37 condoms and you get 37 condoms.
Now, the girl who won the women's figure skating was 15, so she better not be getting any. What the hell's up with that? So we're getting extras there, and there's got to be at least a few of them that are under 18. So we got to be getting some extras there. Either that, or there's got to be some rests made.
Well, okay, but here's the thing. Condoms were also made available for free to media and spectators, so they didn't feel left out.
Media.
So, because, yeah, you know, that girl from Russia and Chloe Kim, all the minors, they stay in a different area than the adults.
Okay. I would hope so. Good God. If there's that many condoms out there, honestly, it's just like throwing them into a freaking pen full of rutting pigs. Oh, my God.
Well, here, Cosmopolitan Magazine interviewed a few of the Olympians about all the condoms.
If you saw condoms with Olympic rings on them, wouldn't you take them? Like,
every day?
Hookups in the Olympic Village? I don't think you're supposed to talk about hookups in the Olympic Village. I think that's supposed to... What happens in the Olympic Village stays in the Olympic Village.
I don't know too much about the first-hand hookups in the Olympic Village.
You know, a bunch of young athletes. Most of them are pretty good-looking, and, you know, they've been away from home for a while. Do I have to say any more? I mean, really?
Have that many athletes in one place, you know, things are bound to happen.
Right.
Things that happen in the village, you know, there's a lot of downtime and stuff, but there's a lot of cameras and security everywhere, so you definitely have to be sneaky if you're going to try and get away with anything.
I wish I had some good juicy stories for you, but man, square.
Maybe this being our second Olympic Games will be with the cool kids and they'll like invite us out. To
Someone tell us where the party is.
Where's the party at?
they were teenagers. Those girls, they were teenagers last time around. This time they get to go where the party is, where all the condoms are at. And they were happy about that.
Don't you think that the convenience corporation would do well by doing the old joke and stamping extra large on all of them? or stamping small on all of them and putting like magnums in them.
Right.
So, right, something like that. I got my joke backwards. I guess that's one of the perks though of being an Olympic athlete is you could come home with condoms and say, "Hey, you want to come back to my place? I'll show you my Olympic rubber."
But they were finding used condoms all over the place. Like just tossed on just wherever. You never knew where you were going to see a used condom. I was like, "What? What are these people doing?"
Well, they're all walking around in spandex, so there's a lot of rubbing going on in the first place.
It's the Russians.
They cheat. That's what they do. That's right. They cheat.
You know, the North Koreans and the South Koreans women's hockey team were combined. Yeah. That was interesting.
That was pretty cool, yeah.
But here's the thing. So I don't know if you saw the first night, Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence was there.
Yes.
You know, and he stood and saluted as Team USA came out in the opening ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in this VIP box, all right?
Right.
And he was right there. There was the delegation from North Korea and South Korea, and they're all there. And when athletes from North and South Korea entered the stadium under a unified flag, Pence decided to make a political statement and sit down. Imagine that. He refused to stand at a major sporting event, John.
I don't know, Tom. Maybe we should boycott the Olympics.
How about that?
I don't want to boycott the Olympics, though. I like it too much. But yeah, I mean, I'm tired of paying fucking millions of dollars so these clowns can make stupid statements like that so that you fucking rubes will swallow it and go, "Oh, more controversy, anger, anger, anger."
I just don't understand President Trump having a fit about NFL players kneeling, but it's okay for Mike Pence to sit down for something like that.
I will give you the good news first. The fact that you don't understand something that President Trump does means you're perfectly healthy and normal.
Did you see the Trump and Kim Jong-un impersonators?
I did, and I tell you what, the Kim Jong-un impersonator is a dumbass, man. He could get some of those people killed. Could you imagine if there's a photograph of one of those athletes laughing at him?
Well, there were two different Kim Jong-uns, but I'm talking about the early on at the opening ceremony, there was one of each, and they were hanging out together, and like they were, you know, yucking it up, and they were like getting along, having a good time, and they drew so much attention, they escorted them out.
Good. Nobody on planet Earth wants either one of you. Get out of here.
There was another Kim Jong-un lookalike, and he was dancing. Did you see the North Korea sent a cheer squad? Did you see the cheerleaders from North Korea? What the hell was that?
Fight. Win, or we will kill family. Fight, Finn, or we will kill your family. Win that gold, or you won't have a home. Win that gold, or we will kill everyone you've ever known.
That's really not funny, because they do mistreat athletes that come back that don't do well. But this Kim Jong-un,
I know,
he was dancing in front of the North Korean cheerleaders, and security saw him, and they came over, and they didn't know what to do, because he wasn't doing anything wrong.
Well, I'll tell you what. I saw a couple of the photographs, right? And there's one cheerleader that's on the right of this guy, and she's got the perfect look on his face to keep her family not only alive, but probably a cabinet position, because she looks utterly disgusted. And that's what I'm thinking. If one photograph gets back and one of those girls has a smile on her face,
yeah,
holy shit, he will. He'll kill their whole fucking family.
Well, this guy's real name is Howard, and he speaks English.
So. Well, he's a dumbass.
Well, he didn't do it. I mean, he didn't care. He didn't care.
I know. That's my point. Jesus Christ. You could get people killed like that. You know,
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
When it comes to people like that moron, you got to be careful. Gee.
The only other thing I wanted to add before we get to email is I thought it was funny, this TV station in Chicago, WLS ABC7, there was a graphic, they were referring to the Winter Olympics host city, and they had a graphic up, and it said P.F. Chang instead of, oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, that made the rounds.
What are you doing?
Everybody Pyeongchang.
Oh my
tonight.
God. And then what happens later is P.F. Chang.
They had a social media contest.
Yeah. Called the P.F. Chang's
or
game.
The Chong games. Ah.
P.F. Chong. P.F. Chong.
Yes, you can see here as he rotates into the launch point beside the gigantic gold monster dog thing statue that they have by the front door, and he lands right into the triple axel to a perfect spot on the Szechuan bar.
Yeah, and P.F. Chang tweeted, "Contrary to this broadcast, we are not hosting the games."
Jesus Christ. But thank you for the free publicity.
But I had fun. I had fun watching the Olympics and all the goofy stuff around it. And you know.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're not finished with them yet because I got an email here from our old buddy Yisman.
Yisman. Okay.
Yes. Yisman is going to send us on a field trip.
Let's go on a bang field trip.
Time for a field trip.
Let's go on a bang field trip.
And now a field trip.
This is a 50-star email. This is high marks for hilarity. So go to Google. And type in, tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
SBNation.com, you know, Super Bowl, SBNation.com, Johnny Weir outfit, and it'll be the first thing that comes up.
The outfit tracker?
Yeah, hit the outfit tracker, and let's go on a field trip.
All right.
Here we go. Day zero with the gigantic man of war on his head. If you see one of those on the beach, ladies and gentlemen, stay the fuck away from it.
Right.
That looks like one of those things that floats on the surface with tentacles that are 1,000 feet long that kill everything.
And he has no socks on and his shoes are untied. What's that about? All right, let's go to day one.
He's also standing like it's hard to hold a dookie in.
Oh, my God, day one. Oh, and this is what I was going to tell you about Johnny Weir, because I just went to day one, and it's more prevalent there. If you had told me, if I didn't know who Johnny Weir was, and I saw this guy on my TV, and you said, oh, did you see Pee Wee Herman's son is doing Olympic coverage? I would have believed you in a heartbeat. I would have had, oh, look at that. He looks just like Pee Wee Herman.
All right, now check this out. For one, the hand on the hip is constant throughout, and so is this truck, this filthy fucking truck. Look at this goddamn thing. Hasn't been washed in 10 years.
I think it's because it's so gray and he stands out so much in front of it.
Look, all right, now go down to the next day. You got day two.
Okay.
Day two. Oh, here we go. He's got that little Elvis thing going there.
Yeah. All right.
Day three.
What in the
day
world?
Three with his knees are torn open. Oh, I'm sorry. You guys caught me when I was coming out of my trailer. It's enough. 36. Ding.
What is around his neck?
It covers the hickeys.
All right,
let's see. Oh,
four.
Here we go. In day seven.
I'm on day four. Wait a minute. On. Hold on. I'm only
on
day four.
Day four. I'm sorry. Day four.
What
lovely
is that?
Cardigan.
What is that? Oh, my God. Why does he not wear socks? He's never got socks on.
Day five, dude. Look at him. He is.
Oh, I saw that outfit. I remember that outfit.
The Lord says, let these foul demons that are giving you rheumatism to come out.
Oh, here, day six, he's a rock star now.
Day six, you know, he's
a Steven
vampire.
It's
Steven Tyler.
Oh, okay, I was thinking Steven Tyler there. All right, day seven.
He's a vampire. Day seven.
Day seven. Oh, he's a matador. He's a matador.
Seven, he works in the Vatican on day seven. I don't know what the fuck that is.
The first thing I thought of was he's a matador.
Taro.
Right.
All right, day eight is my favorite. He's little boy blue. What is that?
Oh my God. Oh no, day nine. Look at day nine. My God.
He's in front of a Daewoo. It's got a new truck. Let me put on my samurai outfit.
Wow, day 10. That's the biggest strand of pearls I've ever seen.
Look at these people behind him on the right. What the fuck is that?
Look at the fuck. Oh, there's that thing. Okay, so day 11. Yeah, my wife and I were like, what is that gold stuff on his neck and all around? There, he's wearing that now.
He's got a seatbelt from an airplane. It makes a lovely accoutrement to this lace thing that he's got draped over his shoulders.
Oh, day 11 was busy. He has two outfits for day 11.
Day 11, I'm just so layered. Look at me. I look like curtains.
Look at that. Day 11, he... Oh.
He looks like a set of curtains, something you go in and you see in an interior decorating.
I know, but on day 11, on his wrist, it looks like a peacock.
He says he's got a peacock.
He's a peacock on his wrist. What is that?
Oh, shit. And look at these tires behind him. Holy shit. Does he have no place to go?
I mean, yeah.
They put his trailers in the dump.
He looked like he got tired of doing these poses.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thanks, Yisman. Thank you. That's great.
So Yisman wins the award for email of the year right there. And if anybody didn't go, SB Nation, search SBNation.com, Johnny Weir Outfit Tracker, and you'll find it.
Oh, my God. Those are hilarious.
Bang field trip.
Field trip. Bang field trip.
Field trip.
All right, let's see. We have Brian D. writes in to say that listening to episode 323, he had no idea Josh McDaniels was Jeff Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont.
Sean Penn, is that right?
Hey, dude, like, you know, Robert Irsay does sort of look like Mr. Han, doesn't he? All right, now Duval writes in to say, oh, by the way, remember we were trying to figure out what the hell Jalen Ramsey was saying to the crowd when he was trying to pump up the crowd in the playoffs, and he went, Duval, at the end.
Duval!
That is Duval County.
Duval. Okay. All right. All right.
All right. Duval County is where Jacksonville is, and that's what that's
gotcha.
All about.
So, okay.
Anyway, Duval, who is probably no relation to the city or the county, writes in to say, how come y'all don't talk about the NBA? Y'all are funny, but you only talk about football, and it's basketball season. Say, Tom, did you realize that there was an association of basketball teams that play in the United States of America and some teams in Canada where they – they take a round ball and they shoot it at a hoop for a few months?
Well, I mean, we could probably talk about some of the drama. And I think there's been a couple times in the past where stuff came up, you know, especially like with Allen Iverson and the whole practice, all of that. And right. We've done some stuff there. And who was the guy, the homophobe? Oh, God. What was
Penny Hardaway.
Hardaway. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I hate Penny gay Hardaway. People. All that. Yeah. Right. But I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I've watched a lot of basketball. I'm in Ohio, so I see a lot of Cavaliers games. I think LeBron's phenomenal, and I don't feel like I know enough to do a show about it.
Here's what I think. I think it's not compelling.
I don't watch enough because they play, you know, with the NFL, we get 16 weeks, or well, 17 weeks.
Right.
The playoffs. We get 17 rounds of games. The NBA plays 82 games. I don't even know where to start.
And then they have fucking 4 months long of playoffs. Everybody makes the playoffs, and all but eight teams make the playoffs, and they go for 4 months. I don't find it compelling because, okay, where's LeBron James going? Oh, they are now the favorite to win the title. It's a one-man game. Everybody else is just a bit player underneath these gigantic superstars.
Well, but now, see, you got three of those guys playing for the Warriors, and that's why they keep winning, because they have three great players.
Right. Right. So, I mean, I just don't find it compelling. That's why we don't talk much about the NBA. And that is your official Bang Radio Hour NBA update for 2018.
But
you got that out of the way.
When did you get this email?
I got this. Actually, this actually came in yesterday.
Is he an Eagles fan, Duval?
I don't know. Duval, I have no idea. Okay. Duval, you're going to have to tell us some more about you here, buddy. We got to learn a little bit about it. Look, we're not the Dan Patrick Show. You don't have to come in and tell us your height and weight, but you got to tell us something.
Well, he let us know about Jalen Ramsey. That had nothing to do with Philadelphia. I don't know why I was thinking that. No, I just noted that the 76ers beat the Cavaliers the other night. And if the NBA season ended right now, the Cavaliers and the 76ers would play in the first round in the East. So, see, I know a little bit. I know a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you what. For those of you that want us to discuss more basketball, well, I'm sorry, go ahead. Well, those of us that want us to discuss more basketball right now would be where I would insert a random humorous or sarcastic comment if I actually gave a fuck enough about basketball to give a shit to make one.
I get, I'm just not a big enough fan. I'm pissed off that the Buckeyes lost to Penn State for the third fucking time this year.
Yeah, Penn State's actually looking at a bid in the NCAA. That's nice. Villanova keeps trouncing everybody, so I'm happy. You know, I prefer some college basketball.
What the hell? 1 point. What is... Ugh.
Well,
We've got, well, next time we'll be probably talking a bit about free agency, I'm sure. Where do you think Kirk Cousins is going to go?
I think he's going to be a Viking.
That's what I think, too. And I don't understand that, to be honest with you. I don't know what Keenum did to run himself out of town. It wasn't like he was Trent Dilfer when the Ravens did it, and he had the number one greatest defense almost of all time, and he just kind of steered the ship a little bit. Keenum played damn good football. He was a reason they won a lot of football games.
All three of their quarterbacks that played this year are all free agents, and I just think Minnesota's going, okay, we've got this defense, we've got a running game, and if we have this great quarterback, nobody's going to stop us. I think that's how Minnesota sees it. I think Kirk Cousins knows that he's going to get paid no matter where he goes. He's going to get a huge contract regardless, and he's looking at, and if I go there, I get paid, and I can win a Super Bowl. If I go to Cleveland, God only knows what's going to happen to me. If I go to Denver, well, now he could do it in Denver as well, I suppose. But
Elway has made absolutely known that that first pick is on the on the table, and so has Dorsey up in Cleveland.
Yeah.
He's willing to deal.
Yep.
So, for the life of me though, Minnesota, dude, you almost did it. You were right there. You know, you shot your wad on that last play against the Saints. But still, this guy took you there. He wasn't just along for the ride, being carried along by a defense. He was one. You lost your running game. You had to recreate that.
Wait a minute, but they did have an amazing defense.
They did, but not when I compare somebody, a quarterback like this, who should just be cast aside, when you say that he really didn't have anything to do with their success, you look at Trent Dilfer with the 2000 Ravens, who are a great, all-time great defense, right? The Vikings aren't that.
No, I know, but here's the thing, John. When you get down, that great defense can't catch up. They can't, and I don't think Keenum, you know, if the Vikings got down by 21 points, I don't think he'd have a chance to bring them back. But a guy like Kirk Cousins with that defense might. And I think that's what they're looking at. This is the guy that will make us completely dominant on both sides of the ball. Are you telling me Case Keenum would be better than having Kirk Cousins?
What I'm going to say is this. Kirk Cousins is no longer on the Redskins, so now I'm going to devalue everything I ever said about him.
Okay, that's where I knew this was going.
No. I don't. You know, to me, it's a toss-up in that kind of regard. Because I really don't I have a hard time saying, hey, Case, thanks for everything, but get out.
Yeah, we've seen it. We've seen it. We've seen it many times, man.
I think he's a pretty good quarterback. I think if somebody was smart, they'd pick him up, and make him their starter.
Who's your new quarterback?
Our new quarterback is second Alex Smith.
Right, and look how good he played. Why'd Kansas City let him go?
Because he's in his 14th year, and they've already drafted his replacement.
All right,
that's why.
All right.
And Keenum is in, I think he's the same year as Cousins, right?
I don't know, but I think Keenum's a manager. I think Cousins can change everything.
All right. Well, we'll find out because he'll probably go to the Jets.
Oh, well, you know, he can go where he decides to go. I don't know. You know, if you're talking about a $130 million contract, is $2 million, are you going to go play for a bad team in New York for an extra $2 million? Or are you just going to take that $130 million and go to where you got a really good shot at a Super Bowl?
I'd have to go for the Super Bowl because, really, the money he's going to get, Jesus Christ, you don't need anything else. You can play 2 years and go home.
Right.
Right.
My God, what they gave your new quarterback, what, $70 million guaranteed?
Yeah, and then the cap went up again. So, you know what I always say. The numbers that they show us in the public don't mean much.
I understand that, but I'm saying they believe in him enough to guarantee him $70 million. So what do you think Cousins is going to get? It's not going to matter. You know?
Oh, I know. I know. He's going to get at least 75 or maybe even 80 guaranteed.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous how much money they get. Holy fuck. And you know what that means? You people out there have to hit the donation button.
That's right.
Probably cost of living's going up, baby. You know how much steel and aluminum Tom and I have to put into this show every week and the tariffs that are going to kill us?
I was listening to one of the shows there. It was around 220 and between 210 and 220. And we're talking about how we were thinking about starting to charge 50 cents an episode. Remember we were discussing that?
Right.
And it overwhelmingly, everybody said, yeah, I'll pay 50 cents an episode. Then somebody made a suggestion, hey, you should make one a month for free. So in case people haven't heard the show, and that right there did it. We went, well, yeah, if we start charging per episode, we'll never get any new listeners.
Right.
So we did.
Yeah, charging is really not something that works in the podcast.
So hit that donation button.
Yeah, hit the donation button. Besides that, hey, check it out, man. Everybody knows that we do one podcast a month in the off season of football. Sorry, Duvall, we don't talk about basketball.
Well, maybe we will.
But I'm sorry, say it again.
I said, well, maybe we will this year.
I wouldn't count on it. Don't go counting anything.
Oh, now you know we'll do our little Major League Baseball update here and there. We'll do a little NBA update, you know.
You never know. One of them does something stupid, like says the earth is flat or something. We're going to do these mini podcasts that are going to come out in between the month-long shows that are just going to be best ofs that are only going to be about 15 or 20 minutes. We've already done one. Obviously, we're not going to do one this week because we got the big show, but next week you'll get another one, and these are going to go all the way back. I mean, we've got 14 years now worth of material to pull from and stuff that you guys don't even remember of how funny it is.
The big show.
The big show. This is the big show. We're going to show you the little show.
I've heard some past segments, and I'm going, ooh, that wouldn't work today.
A lot of it wouldn't work today. So no matter what you say, remember this whenever you go back and listen to the old episodes on YouTube. Remember, the times have changed.
I'm listening to show 222, and it's the Riley Cooper show.
Oh, that's still funny. That woman is the funniest thing ever. Player, just for one, just for me.
What?
Player, just for me.
Oh, the girl after Riley Cooper?
Yeah, yes, the girl.
Oh, wait, that was Tony. Oh, that's Hold on. Okay, here she is. And then Tillyard.
He said nigga.
Right.
That woman is the best. That's funnier than shit.
All right, any more email?
No, that's all the email I got, but you can feel free to follow us on Twitter at Bang Radio Hour. We got a lot of new followers over the last couple of weeks, and now we're going to find out how many of them actually listen to a show and go, holy shit, and I lose followers.
All right, well, as we wrap up here, the last thing I want to tell you is Mike in Altoona, Pennsylvania, wants to know what Jerry Jones thinks about Roger Goodell and the fine being handed down to him.
Oh, fuck him. That's what I think about it. Goddamn fine. Fine me. God damn it, for sticking up for what's right. That was nothing but a goddamn witch hunt. Nothing but a goddamn witch hunt. And you know something else, Tom? I didn't have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and tweet it from the toilet for everybody to know it. What the hell's the matter with this country? I'll tell you what, I'm going to pay him. I will pay him. And in fact, what I'm going to pay him is right here in my pocket. And ha, there it is. And in case y'all is wondering, it's the number one. And if you can want to guess what finger it is, well, you can go right ahead.
Oh, jeez.
But seriously, Tom, all joking aside. Fuck him, fuck his horse, fuck his dog, and fuck his goddamn goldfish, too. What's he going to do, throw me out of the league? I'll take the Dallas Cowboys over to the XFL.
Oh, Jesus, no. Oh, my God.
Of course I ain't going to do that. What do I look like? I'm stupid? Stop. I mean, come on. We've done seen this picture before.
Right.
I ain't going to say what I'm going to do about Roger, but I got a meeting on Monday to talk it out, and you best believe I'm going to be wearing my ass-kicking shoes.
All right.
There you go.
Again, regards to the donation button, look, we've had people do $10, $20, $50, whatever. You don't have to do that. You know what?
Yep.
All of you who said that you would pay 50 cents a show, don't hit the donation button and donate 50 cents every time we do a show.
Make it a dollar. That was two years ago.
A dollar. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. A dollar.
Times have changed.
Actually, it was 5 years ago. So yeah.
5 years ago. Make it a dollar.
Make it $5 an episode. No, seriously. Yeah. Just hit a dollar every time we do an episode. Donate a dollar. Is that going to kill you? There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what you'll do? You'll cause me to work harder and do more episodes.
Right.
That's right.
That's exactly right. We'll never miss again.
You'll be getting tired of us. Oh, Jesus, my email's full again.
All right. Well, I gotta get all my fishing gear ready, get my boat ready. It's almost time to fish. But we'll be around, you know.
Yeah, we'll be around. Like I said, be looking out for the what did I call it? The Blast from the Past minicast.
There you go. There you go.
I think I was drinking a little bit when I came up with that.
All right. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Bang. 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 Yo. Yo. Bang. Yo. Yo. Bang. Bang. Yo. Yo.
And that's Eli with the interception to seal the loss. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait.
I only can control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
you don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquitoes.